From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 103, Rob Parker.
Welcome to Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker. And yes, Game 1 of the World Series is in the books. And just like I told you, the Nationals are going to win this thing. They get Game 1, and the Nationals, I predict, will win in six games. But we have a great podcast coming to you. AJ Pruszynski will further break down both teams. We'll do that. He's from Fox Sports. Plus, we have Foul Affair and a little trash talk and that and much more. Let's go.
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
The World Series has started and everybody's abuzz about the Astros and Nationals. A lot of people, when the season started, thought it might be the Dodgers and the Yankees, and that would be the big matchup that they hadn't had in a long time, but it didn't happen. And one of the reasons it didn't happen was because of Aroldis Chapman, who was one of the best closers in baseball, and he gave up a two-out, two-run home run to Jose Altuve in the bottom of the ninth inning in Game 6 of the ALCS to send the Astros to the World Series and the Yankees home. And if you remember the picture of him on the mound, he was devastated, almost shocked, and couldn't believe it. And he was finally got to talk about it and that 6-4 loss and how stunning it was. And he was quoted and he said, quote, "At that moment when the ball went out, I couldn't believe it," Chapman said. "I couldn't believe it went out at that time of the game. For a split second, I just couldn't believe it. Him and the whole city of New York and Yankee fans all over. That was the bullpen game. That was supposed to be the game the Yankees win because the Yankees have the better bullpen. It was because the Yankees couldn't get a clutch hit that they weren't able to score more runs and put themselves in a spot to win that game. But in the end, the Yankees with the better bullpen did not win because the bullpen gave it up. That's how baseball goes sometimes. It's amazing. That's why you play. No matter what people look at on paper and they try to convince you that that's going to happen, it doesn't always end up that way. It's an amazing, amazing feat. But it was the Astros getting the better edge and moving on to the World Series.
Number two.
I know everybody and their uncle have basically picked the Astros to win. Yes, on paper, they are loaded. I get it. And they won a World Series in 2017, and a lot of the players who helped win that World Series are still around. The Nationals hadn't been able to get out of, haven't been able to advance in the playoffs until this year. For the very first time. So they're the newbies. But here's the thing that I think people haven't really looked at. The Astros really haven't hit since September. They didn't hit that well against the Yankees. They had better clutch moments to walk off home runs that really powered them to this ALCS to move on to the World Series. But if you were honestly looking at what they were doing during the playoffs against the Yankees, they weren't hitting the baseball. And now they're going to face a team in the Nationals that have outstanding starting pitching. I would say better starting pitching at this point than the Astros have. So I think pitching always stops hitting. So I really, really like the Nationals. Even with the weak layoff, I still like the Nationals to win this in six games. That's right. Parker's prediction, Nationals in six. I still like the Nationals.
Number three.
Interesting story on MLB.com basically asking which players who will play in this World Series could potentially make it to Cooperstown in the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's a good question. There's one guy for sure in Justin Verlander. I think that that's a given. There's another guy that possibly could be there. Max Scherzer, who is just one of 10 pitchers with at least three Cy Young Award. So he's another guy that has a real shot. There are other people around. Zach Greinke, I'm not so sure. He's a Hall of Fame. Jose Altuve, too soon to really say that he's a surefire Hall of Famer. Garrett Cole's been unbelievable. Same thing. I don't see him at this point being a Hall of Famer despite what he's done in the postseason. And you have Steven Strasburg, another guy who's had some sort of career. But at this point, no, I don't see him on that track at this point. So those are some of the names and some of the guys. I would say there's two guys that have a real shot, and that would be Justin Verlander and his career and what he's been able to do, and Max Scherzer. So one from each team, the former Tigers, meeting here in the World Series. I like a lot of the guys in this World Series, but I can't see more than two making it to the Hall of Fame.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, let's welcome in former Major League catcher A.J. Pruszynski, of course, who won a World Series with the White Sox in 2005, two-time All-Star and a Fox baseball analyst. A.J., how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Fabulous. I'm so excited about the World Series.
No doubt. World Series kicked off last night, Tuesday night, Game 1. But coming into this series, A.J., who did you like when you look at the Nationals and, of course, the Astros? Who had the better team on paper?
Well, the Astros are hard to bet against. If you go 1 through 25, heck, you go 1 through 40, probably the Astros organization. They probably have the better team. To be honest with you, I think the Nationals have something special going on. The way they won the wild card, the way they came back, beat the Dodgers, the way they just manhandled the Cardinals, it is hard to bet against them. Anytime you have Scherzer, Strasburg, oh, yeah, and Corbin is your third starter. It is tough to bet against you because I don't care what anyone says, starting pitching still wins in the postseason.
And don't forget Anibal Sanchez. Just think about this, what they have. Like, everybody talks about the Astros starting pitching, which is great. But I think that the Nationals starting pitching is actually better. And here's the other thing, A.J., the Astros really didn't hit that well in the Yankees series. They had the two clutch moments, the two walk-offs. But if you really take a look at what they did, they didn't do as much damage as they had done in the past.
Well, let's not forget, they didn't hit against the Rays either. The Rays shut them down pretty good also. So it wasn't like the Astros are coming in mashing the ball. Both teams have kind of showed the blueprint on how to pitch against the Astros. But the problem is you still got to get hits and runs off the Astros staff, which is very, very difficult. But how nice is it, though, to be talking about starting pitching matchups? There's nothing better in baseball than waking up, looking at the newspaper, and seeing Scherzer versus Cole, Strasburg versus Verlander, Greinke versus Corbin. It's good. It's good for the game, and I love it.
No doubt about it. That's what was so disappointing about Game 6. Yes, it was exciting in the ALCS, but it was a bullpen game. Why would you have a bullpen game in such a big game like that and not have starters? So I'm with you on that. I love the idea of big horses at the top of your rotation.
Well, that's what baseball's meant to be, right? I mean, you look through the history of the game and you just look forward to these matchups of teams that are of not teams but of starting pitchers and teams that have these great starting rotations. And remember Jack Morris versus John Smoltz back in 91 when in the Metrodome going 10 innings and just pitch for pitch. And that's what you look forward to. You look forward to those matchups. At least I do as a baseball fan. I mean, the bullpenning is great, but until someone proves to me they can win a 7-game series by bullpenning, I'm not a believer. I understand why they do it, and I understand why teams have to do it. But at the end of the day, starting pitching still wins. And until someone proves me wrong, it always will.
Are the Nationals at a disadvantage? You know baseball. You play baseball every day. It's not football once a week. And to have them a week off before, it just doesn't seem like it works out for most teams. Can that hurt a team not playing?
I know when we won in 05, we had all kinds of time off. We swept the division series, had like a week off before we played the CS. We won in 5 in the CS and had another like week off. It didn't affect us. We went into Houston and swept them. So I don't know. I think don't make too much out of that. Yes, baseball is an everyday game, but if you're ready to play, you're ready to play. I think when teams lose, they say, oh, we had too much time off. But if the Nationals go out and win the World Series, no one's going to be talking about their time off. The Nationals will actually say, oh, the time off helped us. It helped us get rested and get us prepared. So I understand why teams say that, but, man, it didn't affect us in 05, and I have no sympathy for anyone that says rest affects them, because rest is a good thing in October. That means you're winning, and that means that you have time off, and you won your series quickly, and you pretty much dominated the other team.
Isn't this the classic, big guy against a Cinderella kind of story, from the standpoint that the Astros already won a World Series 2 years ago? They're loaded. They got an experienced team, a lot of stars. And then the Nationals, while they have a lot of good players, they're the Cinderella story. They're the team that couldn't get over the hump, couldn't advance in the playoff until this year. To me, this is a classic matchup of the team that has everything and the other team trying to get there.
I disagree 100%, Rob. I totally disagree. That Nationals are supposed to win the World Series like the last 5 years in a row. They have stars. Max Scherzer is not a star.
No,
Steven Strasburg has been a star since he signed a professional contract. Yeah, they lost Bryce Harper, but Anthony Rendon is a top five player in baseball. So they're where they're supposed to be. The problem is they had always not gotten to where they were supposed to be the last few years. So, I mean, I understand why you're saying that, because they were a wild card team and they got off to such a bad start, and the Astros are the big bad Astros. But these teams are pretty evenly matched. They have good lineups, good pitching. The bullpens can be a question mark for both teams. But no, I disagree. I think they're both stud teams.
No, I feel you. That's an honest take. I understand what you're saying, because they were a disappointing team over the last 5 years for sure. Because I picked them a couple times.
Let's be honest. They've choked, and they'll tell you. I think if you ask them honestly, they choked. I mean, the game against the season, and what was it, 12 in St. Louis, and they had a 6-run lead or whatever it was.
Right.
In the eighth inning, ninth inning, and they lost in game five. I mean, they've blown some games, blown some series. This is where they always thought they should be, and up until this year, they were kind of known as the team that couldn't get it done, and all of a sudden, when they win one playoff game against Milwaukee, the wild card game, and now they look unstoppable.
No doubt about it. All right, so before the series started, I picked the Nationals in six games over the Astros. I just like the team, what they're doing, the magic that they have going on. Who did you pick?
I picked the Nationals. I think it's going to be seven, though, but I think the Nationals figure out a way to get it done.
All right. We appreciate it. His name, A.J. Pierzynski, of course, former Major League catcher, won the World Series in 2005 with the White Sox, and a Fox baseball analyst. Thanks for joining the podcast, A.J.
Hey, Rob. Happy to do it, buddy.
Appreciate it.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro, the analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
FS1's Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. And you know what? Normally, Anthony's in this spot, but he's not. He's on paternity leave. That's right. Him and his wife had a beautiful new son, John Michael Masterson. So the only analytics I can figure out during this little segment here is 1 and 1 = 3. Congratulations to the Mastersons and the birth of their new son.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My, oh my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
J.R., only one of the past eight teams to sweep an LCS series has gone on to win the World Series. Is it foul or fair to say that the Nationals are dead?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
As we mentioned before, when you're hot and riding high in baseball, the last thing you want to do is have a layoff. Rest might work, you know, in favor of a football team, but baseball teams are streaky, and the way Washington was playing, they needed to keep playing the next night. A lot of unsung heroes. That doesn't necessarily cross over. The rest didn't help the Yankees beat Houston, and it won't help, you know, a scrappy Washington team beat the Astros, who, in my opinion, Rob, are destined to win another World Series, making it, what, two in the last three seasons? The Astros have the better team. those matchups between Cole, Verlander versus Scherzer and Strasburg, yeah, they have the potential to be classic, but I've seen the Astros in postseason action. This is like Christmas for Washington. They're out of their league against Houston, who's playoff built and experienced. Astros in six, rest or not.
I'm going with the Nationals in six.
Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's winner is Brandon Watt. That's right, he tweeted this. Rob Parker, the Strolls will sweep the Nats. 10 wings, all flats on it. Oh, my goodness. I'll take that bet. And if you want a chance to win a new era snapback hat, just like Brandon did, send your trash to @RobParkerFS1 on Twitter.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 999 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and better than the NFL. Did you watch the ninth inning of the ALCS Game 6 Astros-Yankees? Did you? I mean the goosebumps. You can't get this in any other sport. First, the Yankees went deep to tie the game.
The 3-2 from Osuna. Swung on, a high fly to right. Back goes Springer on the stands. He leaps, and it's gone. It's a two-run game-tying home run for DJ LeMahieu. He hits a two-run home run to tie the game at four.
Then the Astros walked it off with a two-run bomb to win the game.
Here's a 2-1. And that's driven deep to left center field. Garner is going back. Look at him. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4.
My goodness, it was Goosebump Central. It doesn't get any better than that in a game that matters. Each team slugging it out. The ninth inning. The place was deflated in Houston. They thought that they had blown it. And then they walk off and celebrate, and the Astros, of course, get to the World Series again for the second time in 3 years. My goodness, baseball, king of the world! In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.